Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551, wash your hands. Tampax, as you know, is a feminine care product, as they refer to it on their website. Every woman during the lifetime apparently will use up to 11,500 tampons in her life. Now, Miriam Finnegan. Miriam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, it's a current advertisement on TV for Tampax that has you upset.
It has indeed, Joe. I think Tampax is a fabulous product. It has brought a lot of comfort and for that time of the month to people and, you know, help them in their lives to be able to do things maybe they wouldn't have been able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
But this ad is absolutely appalling. I think it violates women, and it certainly crossed the line for me. I wouldn't consider myself a prude or anything else, mm-hmm. but I thought that there was other ways for the company to reach their audience. I suppose on top of that, I thought it was very condescending.
And so, the thesis of the advert, TV advert, now I'll play the audio of it in a couple of minutes. But if,
by the way, I'm very embarrassed to have to come on, but it just crossed the line with me.
Well, you're not
I would never have done this before.
And Miriam, you're not the only one, I can tell you. And as you'll hear in a second, but the phrase I think is "get it up, girls" and "push it up, girls." And they say the reason Tampax have commissioned this ad, they say, is because basically women have been using tampons incorrectly. That's what they say.
Perhaps, and I'm sure there may be a comfort issue, but there were other ways, much more discreet ways of reaching women's audiences, perhaps through women's magazines, through maybe better leafleting within the product, or also on the internet. They could refer people to internet and maybe do something on YouTube that people could view in their, the privacy of their own home.
Okay, but it is, like it's not the advertising of tampons that it's annoying you. It's the phraseology and the way it's done.
Absolutely.
Okay, well then.
I was brought up in an era when you went into a pharmacy and you had to search around and ask for it, and there was all of this hugger-mugger that went on. And it's just lovely to be able to go into a supermarket now, pick up your product and go away. But this definitely crossed the line with me.
Okay, well that's... I'm tempted to say if there's young ears, but one, they won't understand it, but two, like, tampons are part of women's lives for most of their lives, as I say, 11,500. So it's important that people discuss them openly and discuss the ads. Here is the audio for the ad. The audio. This is the sound of the TV version of the ad for Tampax.
Welcome back. We have got a great show for you today. So, tell me, how many of you ever feel your tampon? You shouldn't. It might mean your tampon isn't in far enough. You gotta get them up there, girls. Example, our special Tampax Pearl Compact Grip Design is your guide to comfort. Just pull it, lock it, and put it in. Not just the tip, up to the grip. So get them up there, girl, with Tampax. Do it for comfort.
Tampax has 29% of the world market. They sold 4.5 billion boxes of tampons last year. And in the States, as you know, they're regarded as a necessary medical device. There's VAT on them here, which there's been a long campaign to get that removed. Miriam, it's that phrase, is it? What's it? You got to get them up there, girls.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. It's kind of, you know, it's far too explicit, is all I'll say. There may be other viewpoints out there. Maybe I'm seeming prudish. I don't think I am. I suppose what surprised me, I did actually go on the internet to see where there were other complaints, and at the time I couldn't find anywhere, but maybe I wasn't looking properly. And as I say, I think there were other ways of doing this that were much less a violation. I'm in the older age group. Maybe, you know, that's an issue, but I don't think so. I think there's, you know, a decency that should never be crossed, and this is an intimate matter for women.
Okay, don't describe yourself, Miriam, as in the older age group. You're only 60, for God's sake. June, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Joe.
You're listening to Miriam.
My opinion is that it's, the ad is brash and disgusting and unnecessary, and anyone who wants to buy these items knows where to buy them. Mm. When my husband comes in after a long day's work, if we're at dinner or otherwise, he just grabs the remote control, switches off the TV, or changes the channel. That's my opinion. Mm. And I don't think I'm the only one. It's an intimate matter.
And is it the advertising of tampons or the phraseology and the way it's done in this particular
it's both,
ad?
It's both. Leave it till maybe after 10 o'clock at night as well, the ad, maybe.
Because yeah, it's on, apparently, there's no...
At 7:30, yes. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary, okay.
Yes.
But do you think any advertisement for tampons is unnecessary before 9:30 or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. Say with us. Cora Peters. Cora, your point, please. 51551, my chance. Go ahead, Cora.
Afternoon, Joe. Afternoon. My point is it's an educational ad. I mean, there are many young girls out there who unfortunately don't have a mother who can guide them through this natural transition. They haven't a clue what to do, what to use, or what's happening to them. And this is the target demographic, young girls who haven't a clue how to use mm-hmm. this. You've got this fabulous lady, like a fun aunt, standing. She tells you how to use the tampon.
She's an Oprah Winfrey type character,
isn't she? Yeah. Yes, that's the format, a chat show format. So you believe her, you feel safe with her. She's like a fun aunt that you could ask. So she shows you how to use the tampon properly and safely. Mm-hmm. And how to dispel any mystery or shame. You know, she's just so open about it. And as I say, that's the target demographic. And I'd far prefer to see some man mortified or some woman outraged than see a little girl in huge distress bawling, crying in her bedroom. She doesn't know what's happening to her. Mm-hmm. There's something after happening. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't know what to use. She doesn't know who to ask. And there's this lady in the space of a few minutes. She's after showing you what to do when you believe her. And it's safe. Get them up there. That's what she says. Rather than having it, you know, lodged where it could be unsafe and damaging.
Yeah.
And could cause a little girl huge embarrassment. Because that's what they are, little girls, 12,
but
13,
I think it's aimed at a wider group than that. I take your point.
I'm saying is that there are such a huge majority or dads raising their children wonderfully, but they mightn't ask their dad. But there's lots of young girls. I mean, I've been one. You don't ask your friends. You're mortified. You think you're the only one in the world this is happening to. It's such a huge... Your emotions, your hormones are through the roof. You have no idea what this is. You're afraid to ask. Now, I know there are some people that are in the lovely position of having a mom that would say, this is what's going to happen to you. This is There's a drawer and there it is for you. But there's so many children, little girls, that don't have this privilege. And it's just that simple. There's a lady to show you what to do.
Okay, and you would have learned from who, Corey? Your mother?
From my own mother, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But my friend didn't. My friend's mother died from cancer when she was 11. Right. And she hadn't a clue. She was given, you know, fostered around and given here. Yeah. She hadn't an idea what was happening to her. And she only told me this recently. I hadn't a clue, Cora.
Yeah.
I ran out of the bathroom screaming.
Yeah, when you see
and
blood.
People,
yeah.
You know, and... Yeah. Father there, kind of, everybody was there. She didn't know what was happening to her.
Yeah.
So that does happen, Joe.
Okay,
you know, this happens to little girls. They're only 12, some of them.
Yeah, 12, 13,
they haven't an idea.
Miriam, what do you think of that point? It's education, especially for you.
I know, Joe, there'll be varying points of view on this. I suppose my own personal view is it wasn't necessary to do it this way. Even in the scenario that lady described, I think there is other ways of reaching people that are on their own or vulnerable or whatever. There's an awful lot of support out there for people that are, you know, being fostered in all those situations. You know, we're never going to, I suppose, agree on a point of view on this, but I wanted to register my objection. I thought it was obscene. I think it violates women. And I thought it crossed the line of decency.
Violate, Miriam? What do you mean?
I just think it's the way the whole thing is described, Joe.
Get it up there. They're trying to make that as a slogan. Obviously, they're trying to get that in different. You got to get them up. You got to get them up there, girls.
And Joe, here we are talking about something very intimate on the air, even that we're forced to do that. I just think this is appalling. You are. It's only a point of view.
No, and it's really important that you raise it because June, do you want to reply to Cora that it's educational and especially for young. Young girls, young women.
She did say that a man would be mortified. No, he wouldn't be mortified. Not ignorant, but just doesn't need it. 7 o'clock is to have six, seven in the evening, and doesn't need it. And I did say disgusting. We don't want it in our screens. I would go so far as to say, I don't know, I mightn't pay a TV licence or next year. Just lowering the tone of our national station, etc. It's an intimate situation. There is support. She's up at the 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
There is support. I don't believe that anyone is they don't have to wear Tampax pads at 11 or 12. They can wear pads. They don't have to.
Some young girls do. It varies, doesn't it? Everyone's different.
They're very savvy now at 5 years of age.
There's no VAT on tampons in Ireland. However, there is a campaign called Period Poverty, and they've discovered that 50% of teenage girls said they found it difficult to afford these products. So, anyway, that's a separate issue. Patricia O'Mahony in Bettystown. Patricia, 51551, my chance. Go ahead, Patricia.
No, I'm just wondering why these girls are to a girl. I think boys should be very married. Young. I remember my son years ago, I used to say, bring me in mommy's nappy. You know, and then as time went on, he got a bit older. He began to understand then because I explained to him. And through the years then, he didn't see anything toward about it. In fact, he would understand and I'd say to him, oh, look, I feel yucky today. Don't mind me if I shout at you. And to make boys more aware of that. And I remember when he was in school, one of the girls stood up one day and God love her, she'd had her clothes. And he just went up and said, put your towel or put your coat on around you and go on out to the loo.
And he helped
her. There was no embarrassment.
Yeah.
Whatever. And, now they just... I think men should be made more aware of it, and boys at that age, because they'd understand. Why should we hide our feelings of anxiety and not feeling great at a period and hormones and all of that?
And the word shame has been used.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. What about boys go in now and buy Chinese or French letters or whatever you call, and young girls do. The chemist there recently and the couple were buying it, and I thought, well, you know what, there's responsibility. And the only I didn't feel any bit. I mean, my father and my son or my husband would go in and buy a packet of Sanctuary Tells where you go in with the bag before walk around the counter.
My gosh,
the shame of it. It's a medical thing. We suffer with it. People would understand more
But we're talking, in fairness, the issue that Miriam and June raised was this advertisement and the slogan that they're using. You got to get it up there, girls.
True. Let's face it. You have to. It's reality. And let's face it. It took me about 4 days to get it up there. They're making very light, it's fun, it's whatever. It's us that's taking the connotation of get it up there. It's not their dirty mind, it's ours, when you think about it.
Okay, stay with us, Patricia. Maggie, your point, please.
My point is, Joe, I think it's a most offensive ad to women. I agree with some of the contributors already on the show, but I cringe. Now, my husband and I, as the Queen would say, we both are not prudes.
Mm-hmm.
We are both not prudes by any means. But I actually cringe and I feel like getting the remote and just switching it off. Luckily, I feel there's only the two of us in the house at the moment.
Can I ask a question?
Patricia.
Like, were you always like that with your husband? Everything was hidden, everything was...
When my mother had the babies, had us,
my father used to have to go down because like that naturally you'd bleed excessively after children and you'd need a stronger pad. And my father would get it from my mum. Okay, like, you know, he'd go in and she might write a few things down. She needed a bit of baby and that. But he didn't come out. He knew exactly what it was. And I remember him asking her, are you okay? You know, whatever. You know, did you need any more or anything like that? And that's the first thing. I was putting in things when I was going to have my son. And my husband would say, do you have everything, you know, and I'd have the extra pads and the stronger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we're making it look problemsome. I mean, you're not an oldish, you're a young lady chatting there. Did your husband not look at that or know or...
Of course he did, Lord. Yeah. Of course he did. He did, of course, and would have got
anything
for
it. Why do you think it's a shame to women and a shame? You know, it's a natural process.
I think there was always a little bit of mystery and a bit of dignity and respect. And the slogan used in the ad to me is it's crude. It's crude,
but like,
really.
But that's with women, and it feels that way. That's our connotations of it. That's our bad mind. You know, you can't.
It isn't,
and
no,
you
I
know,
don't.
It's an opinion.
I would admit to have no bad mind now.
Well,
about
my
that.
My son actually had a lump last year, and he said it to me, and I said, right, darling, we'll go down to the doctor tonight. The doctor saw him, thank you. And it was grand. Everything that was negative, thank God. And that was it. He wasn't, ashamed.
Your analogy is he had a lump on his testicles. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, now that is, as a mother and for your child, you would naturally do everything you could and go
and
with them.
I looked after my dad when he was dying a couple of years ago. And if there was anything that I wasn't happy about, but I remember my mum used to keep stuff for us and the pads and all that in the bottom drawer. And I remember going into him one day and I said, he said, you're very pale. He said, do you need anything? It's up in the bottom drawer. Because I'd be running back and forth looking from Betty's down to Dublin to him. And he understood that why I was pale that day and not feeling, you know. Yeah. But I would say, I feel grumpy today, lads. Give me a break, you know, and you know yourself. I know,
and I do indeed.
Do you not think
still...
nowadays that it's very important that a man and a young lad understands more?
But I think they do without any help like that. I think they do.
No, but it's a nice help. He's not ashamed. He wasn't ashamed. I didn't say it out of shame. It was mummy complained with this symptom.
Oh no, but you would know. You know, it is a very, it's a very intimate, private thing, really.
Yeah, I'm very conscious. And,
It's actually not. It's a reality.
It's a
woman.
It is.
It's like a man has a sickness. A woman has a, you know, it's agony. You know, and it's how we produce our babies. It's a wonderful
Maggie,
thing.
Just in fairness, Maggie, who told you when you were a young girl?
My mother.
Your mother,
Lord Mercer, yeah, my mum, yes.
And how old were you, Maggie?
I think I was about 13.
Yeah, you see, the kids nowadays are 9 and 10.
Now, 9 and 10, they are maturing nowadays. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this much. I got the shock of my life. I was just didn't know what was happening, when it did happen. Even though I had been told it was still
Maggie, can I ask any of you, Patricia, Maggie, anyone who can hear me at the minute, still on the line, were any of you alive in 1944?
No. I was.
Okay.
I was. Maggie was, yes.
Okay, Maggie, in 1944, would you believe this, okay, that the Archbishop of Dublin, John Charles McQuaid, wrote to the Minister for Health to explain their misgivings that tampons could harmfully stimulate girls at an impressionable age and lead to the use of contraceptives, and whether he would take action to prohibit the sale of tampons.
All right.
I didn't know they were around when I was using
that's
them.
That's Ruth Barrington, Politics of Health in Ireland. That the hierarchy actually wrote to the government asking them to ban, not to, to prohibit the sale
of tampons.
Of tampons.
Away. I didn't
have you
know
ever
that,
heard
no.
of any young woman? God, I thought.
Well,
did,
I
would they
you
even
what,
ask
I
the question?
That, I wish that Archbishop had had period and then he'd know what it was like to go oh, around okay, without okay. a temper or something on him.
Aisha, Aisha, good afternoon.
Aisha, hi, Joe. How are you?
Your point, please.
Yeah, my point
did
is
you know that,
that
the hierarchy tried to ban tampons?
I did.
Did you?
I'm
okay,
a,
well done.
Yeah, I'm a social science student, so I've studied the patriarchy and Catholicism in Ireland, so I know a lot about it.
Okay.
My point is that I actually think it's a very good ad in the sense of toxic shock syndrome. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has heard of this, but it's where tampon is an inserted property or it could be left for days. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then this toxic shock syndrome occurs.
Yeah.
And it's very painful for a woman and it's very dangerous as well. Like some women have
very
gone
dangerous,
with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it's you know, and as you said, it's a fun way, it's a playful way of just saying, you know, come on, get it up there. Because I feel like if there was a more serious way of saying it, there'd be the debate of why is this on television? Why are they talking about this on television?
Yeah, but it's the way it's the way it's done. I think it's the way it's done. It could be less crude. It could be with more dignity and respect. Okay. Even
but
if
I mean, every woman goes through it. Every woman goes through this. And
oh, every woman
like,
does, yes.
Yeah, so why should it be hidden? Like, we're not in the 1940s. We're not in the 1950s
hidden.
Anymore.
Not hidden, but so much in your face. And that slogan, I think it's very low. It's bringing down, I don't know, it changed the tone of the ad even for me. And I think
it's just, it's playful though. It's instead of being like really serious, because it's something that happens to every woman, like it happens
it
every
is.
Month
yeah.
for 40 years or whatever to a woman. So there's
but
no
I
point.
I still cringe. It hurts me. It actually hurts me. I don't know why, but I just
you're,
get so
you're,
sensitive.
Like, you do have to realise that you're from a different era to what we're in now.
Yes, I know like I am, and I have.
Yeah, but in fairness, Aisha, Maggie
would be that age now.
Maggie is still alive. Like she's still with us now.
Society is changing, and you need to kind of change with the times and realise that as well. Like, we're not controlled by the Catholic Church anymore. Like, women have...
Oh, well, no, I'm leaving the church out of it altogether now. We won't bring that into it at all,
well,
really.
I'm going to bring it in because of what Joe said about they banned...
No, they tried to have them bring
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, that's it. And, well, they banned contraception and... You know, like you
well,
need
that was
to
a state, yeah, but I know the influence.
Well,
yeah.
Instructions rather than state because the Bun Rock and Heron is
all the instructions are on the packets use. You were told all of them clearly.
And
young girls nowadays have loads of friends to ask if they can't ask a mum or an aunt or, God forbid, if their mums are dead.
As a lot of young girls are also watching television and social media, that's where people can get their points across.
Okay, stay with us, Joe at RT.ie. Amanda, good afternoon. You say this ad, is it the ad has changed your life?
Oh, well, it's not the ad, actually, Joe, but just I think that the words get it up there. I mean, I think it's the best way to say it and the simplest way to say it to young girls because I went around for years not being able to use a tampon properly. And because my mother, I have a mother, she showed me, but... She showed me with sanitary towels because that's what she used.
Okay.
And then as I got older, my friends would be laughing at me going, oh, my God, are you using sanitary towels?
Yeah,
why
yeah.
don't you use a tampon? And can't believe it. And I found them so uncomfortable. And then I was embarrassed and I thought it was just me. And until very recently, actually, and I was going on holidays and I said, I'm not going now using a sanitary towel with all my friends, etc. And I did a lot of research online. Thankfully now to try to find out how to do it and the best
how to insert it properly
exactly
and
I just was doing it wrong and unfortunately although the words might seem crude to some people the best thing you can say is to get it up there that's what you have to do and that's the way a woman's body is designed you know
made yes I know I understand all that but if I wish there were a more discreet or something kind of way that it would be portrayed on television. What I think of is a crowd of young men inside in a pub And, you know, the way sometimes the jeering goes on. Or,
that's a good point,
know,
yeah. That could be thrown at women by
Well, unfortunately,
stupid
even before men. Men have been jeering at women. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think this is actually bringing it out into the open. And, you know, obviously always have had to put this ad on television because there are a lot of young women like myself who were going around not knowing what to do and feeling uncomfortable and not having anyone to talk to about it.
And Amanda, for how many years do you reckon you were inserting it incorrectly?
Oh, well, I get them and then I try it and then I stop again. Yeah. But to be honest, Joe, a good 15 years, to be honest. And I thought it was me. I couldn't understand why all my friends were fine. It must be me. Nobody was talking about it. I was trying them and sitting in work in pure discomfort and just going back to the sanitary towels. And then one day, as I said, went on Google and Googled. And the best advice I can give any young girl is to get it up there. That's what you have to do and not be afraid. And once you start doing it, it'll change your life.
And Amanda, is it a topic that women would talk? Like, would you not have asked one of your buddies?
No, because, you know, when you're in college and, you know, it was more of a thing. They were going, I can't believe you, sanitary towels. Do you know what I mean? Instead of saying, well, actually, I'm having a problem, you know. It just wasn't something that was discussed, you know.
Okay, let me bring in Marie. Marie, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. Just to say that back in the day, if that ad had been around, and I'm, let's say, I'm talking about 1964, 65. So I would have said, hallelujah, isn't that fantastic? When I think of all the trouble I had over the years, that something as simple as get it up there would have solved, I would have kissed the ground. And I can't understand in this day and age why people are so narrow-minded about it. It is what it is. You call the spade, that's how you do it. And let's face it, guys will have a go off you. They have been having a go off you, but they now know more than they ever knew before. So it's out in the open and it's healthy. And I have three daughters and I hope that they'd stand behind me and say it back. I called the spade a spade and told whether they used them or whether they had brand new.
And Marie,
all I can do is agree to differ now.
We're doing it very civilly. Marie, who educated your daughters?
I'd say I did. I probably did because I am fairly liberated, I suppose, for my time. And I don't think any one of them would have had any problems. I know I heard one time my 10-year-old coming along and say, outside the window, I'll go in and ask my mum. I can ask her anything. And that was just the both of them. But what I'm saying is, had I had that information and that ad back in the day, I would have been cock-a-hoop. Because I'm going to think of all the problems.
And Marie, Marie, do you reckon, like Amanda, that you were using them incorrectly?
Causing you
discomfort?
Yes. And that I eventually had to stop it. And I don't think I ever really and truly got the hang of it. I didn't.
Oh, wow.
So when the first time I heard it, I said, you know, I thought I was hearing things. And then the second time I said, oh, well, my God, is that fantastic. And that was the way I felt about it.
Yeah. Well, look, such is the portrayal of the ad, really, that gets me.
Okay.
And, the time it would be on and all that. I really think they could change it a little bit and tone it down a little bit.
Okay, but you started it.
Just not with a jeering voice.
And you're not alone in calling for a discussion of it. We've been contacted about this ad, which is currently running on TV for Tampax, and it's the use of the phrase, you got to get them up there, girls. That is upsetting a number of people, though, as you heard, it sparked a debate about how people learned about the very basic and simple, as it should be, development in young women's lives when they first get their periods. Marie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What do you think of the advertisement?
I just think it's very vulgar. I'm not shocked about it or anything like that. The ad is not there to educate us. It's there to sell more Tampax. Do you know, why don't they put the information in the box? You know, it's a simple thing. And as for people not knowing in this day and age, I've grandchildren that know at 8 years of age the facts of life.
Mm.
You know, and what happens? There's nothing. It's just the ads. if they're vulgar, they want to catch your attention, naturally. That's what advertising does and make money. But there's nothing puritanical about it. It's just the parents should be teaching them. And if not... Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
But I think, as Patricia said earlier, like some households aren't as organised as other households.
Yes, I know you have to go for all spectres of society, but I don't see why children wouldn't know from school if they're doing these life lessons or whatever they call them. I mean, I knew when I was about nine that I was going to get a period. There was nothing strange about it.
And how did you know, Mary? Do you mind?
My mother told me.
Okay.
Yeah,
but this is about how to use a tampon properly.
Yeah, but if they buy it on the box, they hear about Tampax, they can't avoid it, and they should be told in time. But if the instructions were good on the box, in clear, good lettering, there wouldn't be a problem. It's just a catchy ad to catch all our attention.
Okay.
I just think it's vulgar. It's like the one selling toothpaste and the woman is on a bicycle and they're focusing on her bottom wiggling naturally when she's exercising. You know, it's just vulgar, Joe.
Okay. Stay with us. Andrea Hoare. Okay. Andrea, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Joe at RT.ie. You're the owner of Tropical Popical and you're a supporter of Homeless Period Ireland. Explain, Andrea.
Homeless Period Ireland is an initiative that was set up by a woman called Claire, which allows our customers and anyone who wants to drop tampons and sanitary pads into us that can be distributed to people who need them, who can't afford them or are in direct provision centres or are homeless. So it's given them to people who need them.
Great.
What do you mean, Marie?
Well, it's great that if people can't afford them, that somebody's... Okay. going to supply them. It's a practical matter. I think that's great if people can't afford them. That didn't actually dawn on me, but I kind of know it was a reality.
Well, if you're to buy, on average, 11,500 of them during your lifetime, that adds up to a lot of money. Andrea, is it, there's no way that people who are in difficulties financially, are homeless and different issues, there's no way they can get tampons free, is there?
There is no initiatives. They have started rolling it out through Dublin City Council offices and public spaces, but there is no initiative that provides sanitary products for people who can't afford them or can't get access to them. So this is a voluntary initiative that was set up by Claire to get these into the hands and the other bits of women who need them.
And how? What's the demand like, Andrea?
There is a high demand because I suppose if you look at the products that are provided to direct provision centres, the women in direct provision centres, they're usually not able to hold the flow of the woman, or they're not the right ones. So this is a way of getting products that they can't ask for specifically, can't afford, and it's a product that really should be for free of charge. It's like toilet paper. Imagine the uproar there would be if you went to the toilet and you had to pay for toilet paper. Because it's the same bodily function.
Yeah, but it's different. But the difference as well with tampons, which is probably a stronger argument for making them free, is that only women have to use them.
Yeah, it's
everyone uses loo paper.
And but women, walk in and didn't get toilet paper, they'd be like, "Well, I have to go to the toilet." It's like, "Well, guess what? We have to bleed every month."
Fionnuala Duffy wants to make a point. Stay with us, Andrea and Marie. Fionnuala.
Hi, Joe. Yeah. I was listening to your article. Yeah. I would suggest that women need to think again about using Tampax. There is a better alternative, better for the environment, cheaper and really practical, and it's called Moon Cup.
And it's also Tampax also make them as well, don't they?
They certainly wouldn't make as much profit out of them because they're reusable.
Okay.
You buy, I think they cost about 26 euro or something. You can buy them in a pharmacy and reuse them.
And how do you use them?
I would suggest if you can insert a Tampax, you can insert a Moon Cup.
Can I just say, on moon cups, though, mm-hmm. they are better if you're able to have access to hygiene facilities, but if you don't have, you can get infection if you can't wash them properly.
I would accept that you do need access to a sink or to wash, but for people who have, which is fortunately the majority of mm-hmm. women, I think they're brilliant. I wish I had discovered them years ago. I only heard about them a few years ago from a French doctor, actually,
tell us how they work for you.
Well, they looked a little bit like a plastic egg cup, is how I described them. Okay. They're made for some sort of hypoallergenic material.
Okay.
And basically, they're kind of flexible, rubbery feel to them. And you just squash them and insert them up into your vagina, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And this little cup collects the blood flow.
Okay.
You can leave it in for up to about 8 hours.
All
so
right.
That's very practical. And I accept you do need access to a sink or whatever to wash them out. And mm-hmm. it mightn't be for the more squeamish people.
Okay.
But for the average young woman, I think they'd be super, especially if you're going off to a festival or out for the whole day,
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to think about them. And you won't be spending a fortune on Tampax. So with good hygiene and good washing out, they're brilliant alternatives.
So the moon cups collect the menstrual fluid rather than absorbing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Which actually is a good way of collecting the fluid. Just mm-hmm. collects them in a little cup. You rinse it out in the sink, wash it out, dry it, and off you go again.
Okay.
Really cheap, really practical.
And in terms of, given that so many women so far have told us about when they were inserting tampons incorrectly and the discomfort, are they anyway uncomfortable?
Well, I would suggest if you don't put them in properly, course they'd be uncomfortable. But again, just need a little bit of practice and technique and relax and you're fine.
And there's a... I've been handed a photograph of one of them. I knew what they were like from being at the chemist. But they're egg cup shaped, but they have a stem on it, like a bell almost.
Yeah, like a little.
And that's for the grip to insert and remove. Yeah. Okay.
They're brilliant device.
Yeah.
For me, Joe, it's just the vulgarity of the ad. Could be they know how to get the shock value and get all our attention.
Okay.
You know, they're clever at it.
Okay,
but is there anything shocking about a period?
No, not at all. But it's the shock of watching TV and you have this American Oprah Winfrey vulgarity. You know, why don't people tell their children, educate them, girls talk to girls? No problem.
Why should we not be able to talk about it on television with men, with everyone?
It's the ad. We are talking about the ad. Mm. I just consider it vulgar. Do you know, if they wanted to educate youngsters or girls, put it in the package, properly demonstrate it. You know, that's all. That's the main point.
But it's saying get it up there, girls, really that vulgar. It does need to get up there.
Well, it does, of course, but it wouldn't be language I'd use. But then I wouldn't use a lot of the language I hear some people saying. You know, that's just it. I think if you have a good command of language, you can find a lot of other words. But no problem with the product or what it's for or anything like that. Absolutely none. Okay?
Okay, Marie, thanks indeed.
Okay.
Mind yourself,
okay,
I really appreciate your contribution. Don Harris, Don, your point, please. 51551, wash your hands. Go ahead, Don.
Joe, good afternoon. I was interested in listening to your discussion there, Joe, and as it happened, over 15 years ago, a company I was involved with called Talkback nowadays. But in those days, mm-hmm. we were very much involved with radio promotions and dealing with companies and all sorts of topics. And one of the topics we dealt with on behalf of Tam Brands was the whole subject you're talking about now. And that company, from our perspective in those days, was a very responsible company in the way it went about informing people and trying to help maybe that discussion take place that's taking place right now on the programme and arising from the TV campaign.
Mm. Which is happening. I'm quite okay, what is the learning process here in the last 35, 40 minutes? One, I think it's, for me listening, is that so many women were using their tampons incorrectly and they were to embarrass or whatever, to raise it among their colleagues, friends, sisters, brothers. And which I anyway, it came as a surprise for me. The other thing, I'm not surprised, but people now are sending us in emails about other John Charles McQuaid. He wanted the sale of tampons prohibited in 1944, and apparently someone else is pointing out that he was against, wait for it, in 1934 he was against mixed athletics. He was against, anyway, and women racing in immodest outfits. Kiva Brinkley, Kiva.
Hi, Joe. I'd just like to say that to all the women that have said that, like, whenever the ads come on about their husbands and stuff, that the husbands have to turn the TV off or, like, switch channels. Like, the ad, if the ad makes the husbands uncomfortable, like, they're well able to get up and leave. Like, I just believe, like, the ad is there for the purpose to make girls and women, like, comfortable with using the tampons. So, like, at the end of the day, that's what the ad is for. So I just believe there's such a stigma around periods and everything in this day and age. And I just think that, like, it's 2020, that stigma has to go. Like, it's about time that people just get used to it. Like, it's a natural thing that occurs in every
single
woman.
And what about Andrea Horan's point made turn into a campaign that a tampon should be free for women?
Yeah, definitely. Like, as that wonderful woman there that, like, helps people that
Andrea,
are living in direct provision and everything, like, fair play to her, because there's such, like, literally, if you go into Super Value, like, or any sale or whatever, like, literally a box of tampons could cost anything from €2 to €5, and some people just don't have that money to spare. So I just believe it should be free to access. Like, it's not our choice, you know, that kind of way. And I don't know, just everything. I just believe that that argument that it makes husbands uncomfortable is so archaic. And as someone pointed out before, we don't live in 1950 anymore.
Yeah, and as I say, some of the pronouncements from the hierarchy around that time and beforehand are jaw dropping, to say the least. Okay, Kiva, thanks to the Kiva Brinkley, Don Harris, Andrea Horn of Tropical Popical, and supporter of Homeless Period Ireland. 51551 Mashant.